All set, please. All set for the class of Brownload. The Brownload class is about to begin. Let's just do a quick register. I am your teacher, Mr. Sandhu. In front of the class is my favourite pupil. Very well behaved. Always got a great attitude. Is that what's your name, young man?
It's Satch, miss.
No, these are moobs. These are man boobs.
Then
I'd like you to address me as Mr. I identify as Mr.
Do you know what? I always think about it. I'm just like, whenever you think of school, you always just say, yes, miss. Like, you never it's never Mr. something, is it?
It's going to happen when the miss now identifies as Mr. and wants to be referred to as Mr. So that's going to happen. Is there any more people in this class?
That's it.
Where are your friends from school?
I mean, I don't know about friends. We'll use that term a bit lightly. Loosely, should I say.
Where's your colleague from school?
Well, he's nowhere to be found, to be quite honest with you. I don't know where he is.
Well, people have probably felt this building up because over the last kind of couple of weeks, I was going to say, people are pretty fun building up. Over the last 6 years, we've been cussing Kedge.
we finally got rid of him. That's it.
They're like, couple of weeks. No, he's in India, right?
No, he's not in India.
Oh.
He's off to India tomorrow. So the day this podcast comes out, on a Thursday.
Right. So he'll be traveling.
At the beginning of the week, sort of Saturday, Sunday, I put the feelers out. What day we're going to do the podcast, boys? Monday, Tuesday. How's it looking? Tommy, you had a bit of
filming
up on. So,
SCB, you know, Colours TV, the cooking show's back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We were just trying to accommodate, you know, where we can sort of fit it in. And, you know, as it is today, today's a Wednesday and we never record on a Wednesday. But, you know, needs must. You just got to be here to do a podcast. But obviously, with other people, it's an excuse of, I'm going to India. I mean, I was thinking about it today and I was just like, do you know what? This guy goes away maybe once a year and he makes such a big fuss of going. I'm like, bruv, I go away every week and I still do a podcast.
And you do the podcast from abroad. You know what? We said that. So what? I'm going to do a little bit of a reveal of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And a little warning. There's a little bit of swearing coming up because I'm going to quote Satch, right? So let me tell you that if you think Satch lets the odd gal out on the podcast, let's just say he's a man of few words, and sometimes a swear word is the quickest way to trim down a sentence. They should do that. You know, in English, what is it? What's it called? When you trim down an essay, you got to read an article.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's called a PRECIS. There you go.
Okay.
A precis of a piece of work, right? You've got to trim it down. Yeah. And you will obviously just use the F-bomb to trim things down. And so last week at the end of the podcast, we were talking about all right, so what's going to happen? And when are we going to record? And what's going to go on? And how are we going to record? And Kedge went, well, I'm going to India. And you went, and? You going on Thursday?
Yeah, but
you know, I'm going to be like packing and doing this and that. And I can't do Tuesday and I can't do Wednesday data. And you just, and okay, here comes the girl. Satch went, now, fuck that, bruv. You got to be on a podcast. Right? And he went, stumble, shuffle.
Yeah, it was just stumbling.
Yeah. And so basically, we got no Kedge. But we're going to, and also, by the way, I got to hold my hands up. I'm a little bit Kedge this week because I'm making my excuses now. It is mental at the moment. My schedule is. If you follow me on Instagram, just look at all the different places I am over the week. So we're doing a cooking show pretty much every day this week. We were supposed to be filming today on Wednesday as well, and it got cancelled. Then on the weekend, we're doing these Bollywood Time Machine shows all over the country, stand-up shows, which is my solo show, as well as me with Richard Blackwood or me with other comedians as well.
Yeah.
So
it's all go. It's all go. Yeah,
it's all go. And you were DJing last night?
Same.
You were running on the way to the club?
I was, yes. I was working last night. Last week, I think I did 5 in a row, sleeping at 6 in the morning, 5 days in a row. Honestly, it's just been all busy. But I'm going to say it, 2 of the 3 still make time for the podcast.
Yeah, no, well done. But can I, on a side note, because you do the night stuff.
Yeah.
And now you used to obviously work with Kedge at Virgin Radio in the day as well, but you don't do that so much anymore. You might
no,
do
the
odd emergency shift.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, this is... I'd say it's a bloke thing. Is it a bloke thing? Nah, and you know what? It's not a bloke thing, Tommy. Get with the times. It's an everyone thing now. It's whether you feel like you're winning or whether you feel like it's too much, or whether you feel like you're like, are you on top of it? Because right now, I'm doing the build project of the house. I've just come from there.
Yeah.
Right. Freezing, by the way. Builds. Yeah. Whenever there's a build going on, it's so cold. It's colder than outside in the house.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know how that's possible. So just being in that house makes me feel, I hate the tundra. You know me. It goes goes into my bones. So, but are you like, you're busy doing the thing? Is it like, yeah, no, it's cool. I'm loving it.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, the more busier the better, because there's always just something to do. I'd rather keep busy than, you know, sit here and do nothing. I mean, next week I'm going away too. So, you know, it's at the moment, Tommy, it is flat out, but you know, can't complain. Just got to get on with it.
No, you're right. When you're freelance, like a lot of people listening to this podcast, you take when you can, and it goes in droughts. It goes in droughts and heat waves. No, that's not right. Droughts and monsoons or something. Ooh. Where like, you know, like meaning like it can sometimes be like mega busy.
Yeah.
And then other times be like, I'm off for a bit, or it's going to be quiet. Mm. Or COVID's come along and it's all a bit quiet. But no, I'm good now. So yeah,
we're hang on a minute. Didn't you say you were going away as well soon? Like your way next week?
Next week. We're going to go on a little winter break actually with the family. We're going to go on a little.
What?
I say winter because we're not going skiing because we don't ski.
Let me get this right. You want to go to a place where it's colder than it is already here. Is that what you're saying?
It's different. When you're there, in places that are full of snow, this is going to sound so stupid, they're not as cold as us.
Don't be so stupid. Like,
they're colder, but they're not. I don't know. What am I really saying? You know what I mean? It's like, you're more dressed and equipped for it, so you've got your thermals on.
Yeah.
Something about having the snow on the ground means it's not like sideways rain and wind. Mm. Oh, my God. I was in Newcastle on Sunday, just gone.
Oh, yeah.
Bruv, it's just different up there.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds so stupid. Even as I looked at the houses and the buildings, they looked cold. They're looking at me like they had a cold face on the house.
I know what you mean. The cold hit different. It's different up there, yeah.
Yeah, and I am not one of these people. I cannot be cold.
That's what I mean. Why are you going away somewhere colder? Like, I know you didn't pick that.
Bruv, it's her, isn't it? It's her. Because we're gonna have a bit of a sunshine holiday in Easter. So I said, look, Easter's not far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold tight. But she's been working very hard. Sorry, she, Mrs. Sandu, my wife, Binny, she's been working very hard for about 18 months with a project and stuff. So that's all now kind of come to a bit of an end. And she's like, I need some time away. And you know what? I said this to her. I said, you know, we've hardly spoken in the last 18 months. It's been minimal because of how much she's been working. So,
But, you know, to be fair, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was just like, I don't think I've seen, obviously, Mrs. Sandu and your kids. Yeah. It's been ages because
you know why? Because you used to pop over to the house.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We used to record a podcast, and you'd catch them a bit there. You're right. You haven't. But no, they're all still well and truly in existence. So don't worry, I've not done anything.
You're definitely not going to India then.
Not going to India. Although my mum and dad are due back from India today, Wednesday.
Already?
Yeah, I know.
Been
12 days. 12 days. Damn. And I did 2-3 weddings, and And what did I say? You can tell. I said to my dad, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, it's been worthwhile. I went, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
I said, have you enjoyed it? But my dad, you can remember, my dad came to this country with £5 in his money. He came to the country when he was about 6-7 years old.
Yeah.
So he's not really Indian.
There's nothing Indian about him.
Apart from his roots are Indian.
Yeah. Yeah.
He talks about India, but you've been here since you were 6 or 7. Mate, you're British.
You're English, that's it. British,
And so he's over there, and obviously I know, bruv, if you think you're bad, he can't handle the freshness.
Yeah.
He won't be able to handle the freshness and the flies and the toilet situation or just the shouting and the Punjab craziness. He don't want none of that. So I said, so if you enjoyed it, he goes, I'm glad we came. Like that.
Right.
He goes, it's good to do. I said, what was the weddings like? Then he was like, the food's good. They laid it.
That's good. At least he's had a good time and he's come back. So obviously, you know, your dad's back, but we've lost another person to India. And that's Kedge because he's heading off there tomorrow. But someone that was there, was it last week? I see popping up all over my Instagram and stuff. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon he jumped on the... Coldplay thing.
Ooh.
Do you think it's because of Coldplay?
I thought you were going to say, did you think he jumped on like the flipping, I don't know, Shatab the Express or something, like train or something?
I'm the Body Express.
Isn't it? What do you mean?
He jumped on the Coldplay hub because obviously it's funny how, you know, Coldplay were there,
yeah.
You know, last few days.
Yeah.
And there's all these videos going around of Coldplay.
Yeah.
Then do you think but then Ed Sheeran's always been like that. He's been like one to get amongst the people and all that. So what have you seen him do?
I mean, you know, other than the sort of shows that he's been doing, he's been doing like other stuff, which I think is always nice because you get to see him kind of reach out to normal common folk of India. So like, you know, the one thing that I saw was where he's playing a sitar, which I thought was interesting. I'm like, he's playing Shape of You on the sitar, and I was like, wow, do you know what? That's pretty sick. Like, we've never seen that before.
And he picked it up pretty quickly as well.
It's like playing a guitar, right?
Showing him how to do it. But he's a musician. He's a proper musician. So he's playing Shape of You. I saw him also performing live as well in different, like, you know, street situations as well. I saw him hanging out in like kind of schools as well. He does his bit. He goes and does like a bit of a community effort. A bit like what the royal family used to do. You know what you'd expect Prince Harry and William to do?
He's
doing it as well.
He's kind of...
Didn't he get in trouble?
He did, they shut down his little outdoor busking thing that he was doing. He said that he got... He was on... I think it was Bangalore. He was in Bangalore. He was on the streets busking. Obviously, draws a crowd. Ed Sheeran singing on the road.
Mm.
Going to be a big crowd of people, you know, taking videos and stuff. The copper came up to him, pulled the mic out the thing and said, "You will go home."
That is hilarious. I saw it. If you haven't seen it, you can tell there's some PR-y type people around kind of putting their hands up like, no, this is Ed Sheeran, you know? And you see the copper just kind of go, "I don't care."
Like,
you're not performing. And he pulls, the tar out of the amp thing, whatever it is on the floor. And that's it. And Ed actually, in fact, he just kind of half smiles and steps away like, okay, game over. What does that tell you? That tells me, number one, they never had a permit. So even whoever these Ed Sheeran people looking after Ed Sheeran in India were, they're like, let's just get him to perform in public. And nobody was able, nobody had the power on that shoot to pull out a leaflet or pull out a sheet or something that says, here's our permit. Mr. Policewala, we're doing this legit. It ended.
But I don't know. No, I think Ed wouldn't have done it the wrong way, like where he would have just blagged it. I think there was probably a permit, but you know what cops are like over there. They're just a bit dumb, aren't they? Like, they'll just shut you down for no reason.
But bro, then they would have showed the follow-up video.
You reckon?
Where it plugs back in.
And they crack on.
The way it goes. I'm telling you, Ed Sheeran went over there and he's acting like one of them. He's acting you know, kind of go, don't worry, hold you go.
He's one of our own. He's one of our own.
Exactly. But the other performance that did go ahead was Super Bowl.
I saw
Kendrick Lamar. Now, I'm going to be honest. Very honest. I'm a 48-year-old man.
You are.
Of course I know of Kendrick Lamar. And I know the song.
He's not like us. Nina Legger. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, at least you said that and not 50-50 or if there's any justice or anything like that.
No. Oh, that's the other Lamar. No, you know what? I really like that Lamar. That I got more to say about. If there's any justice in
that's
the
wrong Lamar. It's the wrong Lamar, mate.
I would be your man. No, that was great. Right? So, no, I remember that one more. So I know more of those Lamar words than Kendrick Lamar. But Kendrick Lamar, I know he's like clever. He's a quality rapper. He's got layered messages. There's some song of his, which is all about the number 9, where in each verse, there's 9 lines, there's 9 syllables or something like that. And then times 9 times 9, you get this number. That means something. It's like, it's a work of art.
Mm.
But his music does nothing for me.
Do you know what? It was the same for me because, the tradition for me is I watch Super Bowl every year. I've been doing it for about 20 years. I still don't have a clue what's happening. They're chasing an egg-shaped ball. I don't know how the game works. Nothing.
Stop, start.
I don't know, maybe 40 minutes or something. It takes like nearly an hour and a half because there's too much stopping and everyone starts having a chat and stuff in the middle of it. But Super Bowl halftime show is always one of those things where it's just like, You know, you don't might necessarily or like whoever the performer is, but you watch it because of, you know, you've got to put on a show. It's got to be of a certain level, you know. Like I think one year I watched it, Bruno Mars, I'm not a fan, but he's a great entertainer.
Oh, man, no, come on.
He smashed it. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to give Kendrick a chance. I'm not really into this kind of hard hip-hop-y kind of stuff. And you know what, Tommy? It's a bit flat. Like, I just didn't like it. I was just like, meh. And you know, everything was just focused around how he performed this one song to, like, do Drake over. And I was like, do you know what? Get over it. That's not the point of doing this. You're meant to put on a show. You're meant to put on
entertain.
Yeah,
so, entertain me. I saw Samuel L. Jackson. He features at the very beginning.
That was good to see.
He's Uncle Sam, you know, like, representing the United States. But again, if you look at any of the stuff online, the people are analyzing it like it's a like it's Shakespeare. They're kind of going, ah, but look, he got Uncle Sam, Samuel L. Jackson, to be the kind of the voice of America and welcome everybody to America in this kind of split kind of times where the country is, you know, is quite when you're not diverse, but you're kind of segregated.
Yeah,
there's you know, lots of different people feeling different ways about Trump and all that. And they went, oh, and look, Kendrick Lamar was in the middle of the flag. They made the USA flag, and he's in the middle because he's representing the fact that he's uniting everybody. He's in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the action. And then there was a PlayStation controller. They danced in the configuration when they zoom out, the whole pitch looked like a PlayStation controller, which was a reference to Sony, which is a label that was suing him, or he was suing them. And then what's his name? Who's Drake's ex? Which one of them?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
She was dancing in it. Yeah.
And stuff. By the way, there's some very funny big black men who have put on a blonde wig and have recreated her dance.
Really? Oh, just I need to see that. I haven't seen that.
Just look at, now that I've said it, the phones are listening. It will come up. Yeah, that crip walk dance. But you know, they're bun there. But it's something about a bun there and a tutu.
It's funny though, Tommy, you say that all about that conspiracy kind of, oh, look at these messages. Brother, I really don't think people think it, like, you know, that deep into it. Like, as in, I think the conspiracies are just that half the time. You know, it's a conspiracy because... Yeah. I don't think whoever's performing or thought of it has really thought that. And I only say that because we know how it works, obviously, working at that, you know, that place. You know, you always think there's conspiracy, but there's not. People are really not. Stupid.
And I must have said this before. I'm going to say this about that place. I remember people used to come at me and go, bruv, you know, your station, your radio station that you work for, they're not playing my songs, you know, on purpose. I know someone's got it in for me. And I felt like saying to them, bro, no one's got it in for you. That place is running on a day-by-day basis.
Yeah,
you know, they literally
agree.
They'll come up to me and go, oh, by the way, tomorrow's Diwali, what are you doing? I'm like,
They're just fake. That's all it is. Yeah.
Last minute, bit run, bit Desi style.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. Yeah. So but people will always find conspiracy theories in and amongst all of that.
Yeah.
Can I share something else? Sorry, just because about mix-ups. I suddenly started thinking about working with Indian people, working at that place, and now the people that I work with.
Yeah.
Get this. I need to tell you this story. I'm filming Desi Beat, right?
You are, yeah.
Right? And it's the cooking show. We turn up at people's houses. And you know what? That's always a bit of a privilege. You know, we're going into someone's home.
Yeah.
We're going into their kitchen. You know, that's where they cook for their family and friends.
Do they get a bit like, oh, Tommy Sandu's in my house?
It's happened this time around in the last few episodes we've filmed.
But
I think what it was is I filmed my first series of it last year.
I mean, not in a freaky way like Diddy or something, just, you know, in a nice way. Yeah.
Oh, no, Tommy Sandu's in my kacha. Yeah, he's in the shower. He shouldn't be, though. No, I don't go upstairs. We keep it downstairs. But yesterday they were lovely. And actually, there was a woman there who was supporting the woman who was cooking. So the woman who was cooking there, she just brought a friend along to kind of come and hang out.
Yeah, moral support.
Okay, that friend's name is Disha, right?
Right.
I go, all right, nice to meet you, Disha. Right? I said, what do you do? She goes, and my mind got blown straight away. Are you ready for this? She goes, I work in Achar, right? I went, Achar.
Oh.
I said, no way. She goes,
I mean, I work in finance, I work in marketing, I work in the environment.
Right. Yeah, but where, it could be anything, right?
So she come up with, I work in Achar.
Pickles, right? I went, no way. And she saw I got really excited and she was playing it a bit cool.
Yeah.
And I went, I love it. I said, I love that, that is your world. I said, it's a big part of my world. And she's kind of smiling along, being polite, like entertaining me.
Yeah.
And I went,
she get a pickle out.
I went, what'd you say?
She get a pickle out.
No. So I went, I bet you find yourself in a right pickle on a daily basis, right? And she went, yeah, you know, that definitely goes hand in hand with the job. She's been like that, right? And I went, so who do you make that for? Is that your own company?
Yeah.
Or for someone? She goes, no, I'll make it for the, she goes, no, I did it for the NHS. I said, what?
What?
I said, you got the catering for the NHS. She then goes, catering? What are you talking about? And I said, what are you talking about?
What?
I said, you make a chard. She goes, no, I work in HR. Bruv, we had a whole conversation about a chard. And she goes, no, I work in HR. I work in HR. And I was like, oh, brilliant. My. And the brilliant. Fact that I went off on, oh, I bet you find yourself in a right little pickle. Hey. And I went, oh, when one man goes, another man comes. And she thinks I'm talking about mangoes, the pickle. A jar, you know, getting it. And so it just, she's thinking I'm talking about HR. But brilliant. I couldn't. And then we just lost our minds because I thought, you'd be surprised. HR. I work
HR?
In HR.
I work in HR. Brilliant. I mean, it would have been even more brilliant if she actually did work. I'm a bit sad that she didn't work in HR now. Because, you know, I've never met anyone that works in HR. Have you?
Yeah, I would love to meet someone like that. Because recently, as you know, I've converted from what I'm only going to say, the typical Punjabi HR, which is big and chunky and that Ambedar HR. To the one that Kedge has been bringing over, that Asoka brand or whatever it is, those other brands, where it's a bit more masala-fied. I think that's delicious. I still like the mango one of that, but I like smaller pieces.
I mean, I've said it before on the podcast, but the pickle for me only go as far as Branston's. I don't want it.
You don't do a jar, bruv, with a paratha?
No, mate. Paratha's got to be with dahi, and that's it. Bit of yogurt, mate.
I'm happy.
I don't need anything else, mate.
Scrambled egg, desi scrambled egg with the
oh yeah, the plain you can't go wrong with a desi scrambled egg. You've got to love a desi scrambled egg. I'm looking forward to that. Do you know what? So I know Kedge is going tomorrow, the day this podcast comes out, he's going to India, but I'm going as well in a couple of weeks.
So are you really?
Looking forward to that? Yeah, looking forward. And it's funny when you know I say that you know I'm going to India because at the moment stuff just keeps popping up on my phone about India. I know they're listening. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, go on. Like what? Like places to check out? Or
yeah, just like places to eat and this, that, and the other. And I'm just like, this is really strange. But anyway, forget about the Super Bowl and forget about Ed Sheeran in India and forget about Ajahn and everything else. The one thing I want to talk about, Tommy, I think you'd be proud of me. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I said I got into cold plunging.
Oh, yeah.
6 minutes yesterday.
What? Are you serious?
6 minutes. Eight degrees.
And you're like a meditative state. Do you That's go into it. Like a little...
Eyes closed, just breathing.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it myself.
So does it feel like it makes a difference?
I don't know. Like, I feel better, but I don't know if it's that, if it's everything else. Focus. Going to the gym.
It affects your focus. And yeah, your, no,
I
mean,
I am more focused, but I don't know. It could be anything. It could be sitting in the sauna. It could be, you know, sitting in the steam room. It could be anything. It could be working out every day. I don't know. Could be. But then people have been saying that, like, my skin and stuff looks better. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. My face don't go under the flipping into the cold plunge, does it?
Might be just a circulation element of it.
I don't know.
I met a woman today because you started having a conversation in saunas and steams.
Were you there today?
I went this morning. Yep. Yeah, and she was in the cold plunge, right? Ooh. And as I walked past, I looked at her and I sort of give her that little smile that goes, "Well done," you know. Yeah. And it's because this cold plunge has like got a little ladder going into it.
Same. You walk into it.
And then I saw her because I was the only one in the sauna, and then she came into the sauna. And she goes, oh, do you mind if I sit? Because basically she asked me to move over. She goes, can you move down? She goes, I like to sit right by, you know, where the steam sauna bit comes out.
Yeah.
She goes, I'd like to sit by there. I said, no, it's fine. I said, you want the direct hit. You want it full on. Yeah. She goes, yeah. Yeah. She had a bit of an accent. And she goes, oh, and I said, I noticed you in the sauna steam. I noticed you in the cold plunge. She goes, yes, I was. I said, I said, is that something you do on a regular basis? Mm. She goes, yeah. She goes, I love it. She goes, this will come back to your skin. She goes, people think that I've done Botox.
Yeah.
They go, you've done something to your skin. And she goes, no. She goes, it's doing the cold sauna plunge, yeah, and then the cold.
Yeah. That's exactly what I do. Go in the sauna, warm up, get really hot, and then go into the cold plunge. And do you know what, Tommy? In a weird sort of way, without sounding, you know, oh, I'm one of these cold plungers and it's good for your health. Because it sounds like you're a vegan now, basically.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way, I do feel better, but I don't know. I think I'm just more like sort of, you know, it's a bit of an achievement for me because, you know, 4 weeks ago, I was just like, F that. I only put my ankle in there and I was like, that ain't happening. But
clearly there's a part of you that loves it. Clearly there's a part of you that
goes, there is.
Yeah. And I've heard that people have said cold plunges are addictive because it's an extreme feeling.
It is.
And you know, the first time you did it, you did 15 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is, and you jump out.
Yeah.
My genuine thing is I need to build myself up because it's not.
Tommy, you can do it. You can do it. I want to do it with you, actually. And the cold plunge.
But the skin on my shins, it's like it's about to burst. That's the only way I can describe it.
You've got to get through that. It ain't going to burst.
I don't know. I don't know if there is a through that. I think it might mean I'm just going to split open or something.
You're not going to split open.
But it's a good one to do. Well done on building.
Where have you been? You've been on the road, didn't it, all this week?
Yeah, on the road, Newcastle, Wolverhampton, Solihull, just doing time machines. And actually, we're doing it at a club on Embankment, which is our mutual mate's place. So we're doing that on Thursday. And then I'm, again, all over the place, Slough, and then up in the Midlands, Coventry and Birmingham over the weekend for comedy. Back to Leeds, doing two shows in Leeds at the same time. So get this. I'll give you the behind the scenes, right? Because this is a bit cheeky.
Hang on. So you said two shows at the same time in Leeds.
Yeah. They're 5 minutes drive apart, bruv. Right. Look at this. You know what this is? I'm gonna tell you straight. It's greedy. It's just greedy from my part. I should just say no. I should say no to one, do one show, and that's that.
No. You shouldn't. You shouldn't say no. If it's doable, then you do it.
Okay, it is doable.
Yeah.
But I had to ask. Okay, so I'm doing a corporate award show. Okay.
Yeah.
They pay quite well, so you don't want to say no to them.
Of course they do.
And then you got Bollywood Time Machine on at the same one, which is my own kind of our own show, and we're hosting that. But obviously, there's singers and dancers in that show, so it can kind of run itself, and I can pop in here and there.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I've delayed the awards. I start the singing and dancing show. I start the Bollywood Time Machine show.
Yeah.
Do my 10 minutes like I do at the top. And then I run off and I host the first part of the awards 5 minutes up the road.
Oh, wow.
Then when they break for dinner,
45
minutes, an hour later, I run back, do a bit more hosting on Time Machine.
Brilliant.
And then run back, finish off the awards, and then Time Machine will finish itself. So I still need to do 30 minutes, two sort of 10, 15 minute sections in Time Machine.
Brilliant.
And that as well. And literally running between the two venues. So, and the other awards show I'm doing is the Hair and Beauty Awards.
Yes, mate.
And they're good fun. They're good fun because it's all hairdressed.
That's good. So if you're in Leeds, basically, next weekend and you see Tommy, just know that he's driving from venue to venue. So if you see him in a corridor or something, just stop him and just have a long conversation. Say, I want a photo. You know, my mum wants a photo. Everyone wants a photo. Yeah. Just delay him as possible, as much as you can.
The thing is, there will be people in Leeds that listen to this podcast, and there will be people coming to the show on Sunday that will see me doing a quick time bit of a don't grasp me up now. Yeah. Keep it as our little secret, right? Don't do it. I know he's going to do another job, innit? Don't do that.
I want a refund.
Yeah, exactly. Only getting half it. No, you're not. Yeah. You're going to get the full show. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm going to run and do the double.
It's funny that this whole thing that you just, you know, described there reminds me of Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know why. When he's in the restaurant.
Oh, because you get changed and
he gets changed and stuff. Luckily, you're not getting changed in anything, or maybe you are. I don't know.
No, I'm staying in a tux jacket.
Okay, lovely.
And jeans
lovely.
For both. I've got to find a clothing that would suit both. You know what I mean? I feel like like when you're going from one party to another. You go, oh, we've got a kid's birthday, then we're going to get out with mates in the evening. You want to wear something like that can kind of work the two. Don't worry, I'm all right. I got it covered.
All right, good. All right, well, seeing as you know, it's just the both of us, I think we've done probably long enough. Should we just move it on to things we've learned and call it a day?
We have, and actually, my one's about the Super Bowl, because I was like, because I just presumed it was called Super Bowl because stadium is a bit like a bowl, you know, and it's a big match in a bowl like thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Do you know why it's called Super Bowl? Where that come from?
We'll have a clue, mate.
Okay, there you go. It's a kid's toy. It's the thing I learned this week.
Right.
Kid's toy. There's a kid's toy called the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
And there is a man who was the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the teams.
Right. His name is,
oh, get this. I didn't even realize. His name's Lamar. Bloody hell. Dirty Lamar, they're coming at us all angles. Can that be the name of the podcast? Dirty Lamar.
Dirty right? Lamar. Done.
Dirty Lamar. Dirty Lamar to everyone, because we've had now Kendrick Lamar, If There's Any Justice in the World, Lamar, and the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Lamar Hunt is his name.
Right? Oh.
You're careful.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Be careful with that one, mate.
And there was a kid's toy that was called the Super Bowl. He was watching his kids play with it. Yeah. And then he later recalled that name when he came up with when he was coming up with what to call the actual competition in the 1960s. So he just called it the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Oh, interesting. Yep.
There you go. Oh, Super Bowl became Super Bowl. And, so there you go. It's called that after a kid.
And it was obviously, you know, like it has the Roman numerals after Super Bowl, whatever number it is. This year it looked like Super Bowl and it was L-I-X, licks. I was just like, oh.
I don't know. So what's L? What's
I don't know. It confused me. I do you know what? I didn't even look into it because I thought, do you know what? This is going to involve too much brain power. So I just allowed it. I was like, yep, Super Bowl licks.
Yeah. Oh, look, it comes up. L-I-X, Roman numerals, 59. L-I-X is a Roman numeral for 59. 50. Convert 59 to Roman numerals. Right, it expanded. 59. So you have to do 50 plus 10. That's what the I is, plus 1.
Okay.
So L is 50. That's why.
Super Bowl licks.
Lick my bowl.
Basically. All right. So the thing I learned this week is a little bit, let's say Valentine's themed, because it's Valentine's Day on Friday. Is that right? Yeah. 14th. Yeah.
I'm working.
Yeah, I'm working as well. Normal day, mate. The thing I learned was English only has one word for love. Sanskrit has 96. 96 words.
Really?
96 words for love. No wonder they invented that flipping thing.
Kama Sutra.
Exactly.
They're loving in 96 different ways.
Different ways. That's mad, isn't it?
What, hold a minute. Like what? I want to just know, how many of them do we use today?
Yeah.
Sanskrit. How do you spell Sanskrit? Sanskrit words for love, right?
Yeah.
If you type that in.
96. You're going to get a list.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like, so, okay. So, in Sanskrit, the word for love is prema, right? Prem, like that.
Mm.
But you're right. Are you ready? Here are just some of the other ones. Because you can have anuraga, a deep and enduring affection or attachment. Pranaya, I've heard that. An intense or complete form of love, because they say, like, pran comes from that as well.
Yeah.
Karma, like kamma, K-A-M-A, represents a more physical desire of romantic love.
Oh, yeah, we know that one.
Sneha, the name Sneha, a general term for affection or love. Priya, beloved or a dear one. So you're right. And you know what? You're right. So I'm sure there's like a type of love that you can have. You're like, look, I love her, but she gets on my fucking nerves. You know what I mean? Like that love. Like, I love her. She's the mother of my children. She gave me these two beautiful boys. But oh my God, she does my bloody head in.
Yeah.
That love.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think we should go through them and work out which one's appropriate for the situation.
I love her. I have thought about killing her. She's probably thought about killing me, but we ain't really got the balls to go through with it, but I still love her.
Yeah, okay,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, what's the name for that?
I've laid there in bed thinking about, what would my life be like without her? And then I've, you know, woken up the next day and she's going, oh, you're right. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, all right. And then we just carry on. So,
Brilliant.
I've got some real versions of that love. I'm going to call them British names. Oh, that's called a Kevin.
Yeah.
That's called a John.
That one's a Margaret.
That's a Trevor. Yeah, it's a Trevor kind of love. Nice one. But listen, I think we've done all right. I think we've done medium.
All right.
And by the way, has that been off? I know everybody else at home is going to be thinking this. Have you noticed? If anyone's going to just not be on the podcast, it's him.
It is him.
You make it happen. I'll make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. We make it happen. And next week, I know you're away. I know you'll make it happen. At some point, we'll get it done. I'm still around before I leave on Thursday, so we'll make it happen. Whereas him, I know we're not going to hear from him from tomorrow onwards. He's going to be like, oh, I'm at a wedding. I'm doing this. I'm flying. I'm doing this. I think next week, I'm putting it out there, people. Might just be us two again.
Fine. I'm happy for it to be a lighter brown.
I'll be very surprised if he's here.
Satch's face is like, mate, it's not going to happen.
No, I'll tell you why, because he's been putting the feelers out for the last few weeks. Oh, no, I ain't got time. You know, we ain't got Wi-Fi. I'm staying here. There's going to be this many people. He's given me like 6 excuses already. So,
No, he needs to get with the program.
Hello at the Brown Load. If you've got any complaints, and I will forward it to his email.
Cuss him out, please.
Please do. Or slide into his DM.
And until next week, I'll catch you soon, bro. Yep.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Laters.